Will ich Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, for today's devotion with Brother Frank from Zurich, we greet everyone worldwide in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise and thanks be to the Lord, that we may still live in the time of grace. However, we see that we have arrived in the very last period of time before the return of Jesus Christ. Our hearts are full of gratitude that the full light of the Word shines forth for us, and that the Word of the hour is a lamp unto our feet. What a grace that we may belong to the elect, who only listen to the word of what the Spirit says to the churches. God has done it all. He has sent us the messenger and the message, and has led us from clarity to clarity. We are thankful for the calling out, for the separation and restoration. The time has now come when everything will be restored to its original state, as it was at the very beginning of the New Testament Church. How wonderful that the Lord Himself will take care and accomplish His work with great power among His people. The desire of our heart is to see God's word fulfilled and confirmed. As the Lord has promised, may He make Himself known according to His word, to show us that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has promised to do that. Before we pray, I would like to read two scriptures. The first is written in 1 Peter, chapter 5. I will read from 1 Peter, chapter 5, from verse 8 to 11. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To Him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. The second word I want to read is in Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. I read from verse 10 to 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Then finally, verse 24, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, our hearts are full of gratitude for your precious, holy word and your never-failing grace and faithfulness. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word remains forever and is the lamp to our feet. Lord, you have given us your word, and today you will continue to bestow the promised blessing wherever your word is heard. We are especially grateful to you for the prophetic word, for the richly laid table you have set for our preparation. Lord, we all want to participate in the rapture. Lord, we are waiting for it, that we may now come to perfection, and that we come into the perfect rapturing faith. Lord, let us be sober and watchful. Let us resist the enemy after your example in steadfastness of faith. Lord, let us put on the whole armor, having our loins girded, and go out into battle. Sustain, strengthen, and also help the bearer of your word, our beloved brother Frank, to persevere in the good fight of faith. Bless and confirm your word, which we may now hear by a commissioned mouth. Bless us all together from the riches of your grace. To you, the only true God, be all honor, praise, thanksgiving, and worship. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. I too would like to greet everyone very warmly and welcome to this broadcast After all, it is God's grace that through transmission we are heard throughout the world, and that all who believe now experience their preparation for the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. We have heard a mighty word, and then a second. It is just wonderful that God has taken care for, that He has thought of everything that can happen to believers in life. And beloved, we must indeed be endued with a power from on high to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We all know that the whole world lies in wickedness, and that Satan is the deceiver of the whole world, as it is written in the book of Revelation. And in the same way, we know that Satan has a special rage against the true believers who have escaped him forever. We thank the Lord God that He has fulfilled and will fulfill the promise that He will be with us all the days and with us to the end of the world. And we have come close to the end of the world. We are in the end times, and we thank the Lord God for sending a message that foreruns the second coming of Christ. And that is why it is so important that we recognize now what God has promised for this period of time in His Word. Just as the Holy Scriptures began with the fulfillment of Bible prophecy from the Old Testament in the New, so the Lord God ends all things according to Bible prophecy. And we are indeed living in a prophetic age. We will look at some scriptures. But please read again the word of introduction. Pray that the Lord will keep you, be with you, and believe that He will fulfill His promise and be with us and endue us with a power from on high. We now hear another scripture. We read from Romans chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Romans 1, verse 1 and Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Let us stop at this verse directly. Called by God, appointed as an apostle, he has had the task of preaching the true gospel, and brothers and sisters, take to heart once and for all what Paul said in the introduction to his first letter, namely that he is to preach the gospel that God foretold through his holy prophets in the Old Testament. The same commission has been given to us to go back to the Word and proclaim only what God has said in his Word. Please, we read from Luke 24, verse 26 and 27. Luke 24, verse 26 and 27. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Just tremendous. And brothers and sisters, whether prophets, whether apostles, whether our Lord, it's always about proclaiming what is written in the Word. And I was very happy to see that at the first coming of Christ, 54 prophecies from the Old Testament found their fulfillment. Just wonderful. From the first moment to the last, from the birth of the Savior to his ascension, 54 scriptures from the Old Testament were fulfilled in our Lord, with our Lord. God does everything according to his precious and holy Word. And our task is to search the scriptures and proclaim and believe only what God has said in his Word. If you go to Acts 1, you will find that Luke has directly began to set forth what has happened to our Lord. And we thank the Lord that in the last chapter of Luke, He referred again to what was written about him and was to come to pass, that he told it all to his disciples after his resurrection and led them into the fulfillment of the scriptures. The Lord is doing the same thing in our day. And I mean, I've mentioned it before, and I can say it again from Zurich to everybody around the world. When Paul wrote the 16 chapters of Romans, he referred 67 times to the Old Testament and connected what he had to say with what God had foretold through the holy prophets in the Old Testament. And what is fulfilled in the New Testament. We are thankful to God from the bottom of our hearts that we do not have to go back to what an Athanasius or a Polycarp or a Constantine or anyone said, but to what God said through his holy prophets and apostles, and what was written down, and what we have in the Old and New Testament. Thanks be to God, thanks be to God for his precious and holy word. We read on. We read from John 14, verse 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. What a wonderful scripture in the Bible, with a promise that our Lord and Savior has prepared a place for us and that he will come again to take us home. Here on earth, we are guests and strangers. Our home is there on high, where one knows nothing of tribulation and woe. The Lord has not only redeemed us, he has made sure that all the redeemed will be with him. And the last message that now goes forth is intended to call out the believers from all denominations and bring them back to the Word. For at the end of the time of grace, the church must stand as it was blessed by God at the beginning. And that is why we have to mention it again and again in every sermon, that God has sent a prophet in our time. And we have already emphasized it. The New Testament began with a fulfillment of Bible prophecy from the Old Testament. John the Baptist was a promised prophet, and God supernaturally announced his birth. He came to Zacharias. Yes, he sent his angel Gabriel. It really began supernaturally in the natural realm to put the promises of God upon the lampstand and to tell us, as the Lord has begun, so he will finish. Especially in Matthew 17, the disciples asked our Lord, why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And our Lord's answer is very clear and plain. Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. That is the promise according to Malachi chapter 4. But John the Baptist was the promise according to Malachi 3. And yet, that the disciples might know that the scripture was already fulfilled, he said, Elijah is come already. How thankful we can be that from the beginning our Lord gave the right answer at the right time to his disciples. Today, we are the true disciples of Jesus, sitting in the school of God and hearing the precious words of the Lord. And he has fulfilled the promise to send a man like Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And we have seen it, and we say it very plainly. It is not enough for us to go back to what has been preached since the Reformation. Martin Luther and all Zwingli and Calvin and whoever they all were, they had their commission, but they were reformers. They were not prophets. Luther was not a prophet. Wesley was not a prophet. John Smith was not a prophet. All the founders of the various churches were not prophets. They were preachers who proclaimed what God revealed to them in their time. And that many had no revelation of the original word and Bible teachings. It's something we must accept. One of the greatest men of God rejected the baptism of believers altogether just because he read in 1 Corinthians 1 that Paul said, "The Lord sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." Another, who was the founder of probably the largest denomination in Christianity, accepted the word from Acts chapter 2 as follows for himself and all believers. Namely, Acts 2, where Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And this man of God taught that all who were baptized automatically received the Holy Spirit. And to this day, in this great denomination, no prayer meeting for the baptism of the Spirit has taken place, because all believe that they received the Holy Spirit at the water baptism. I don't want to go into all the unbiblical teachings any further, but it just hurts that great men of God did not understand the Holy Scriptures correctly and also continued to baptize in the triune formula, which was not used even once. The apostles knew that the eternal God has revealed himself for our salvation as Father in heaven, in his only begotten Son on earth and in the church by the Holy Spirit. And they knew when our Lord said in Matthew 28, "And baptize them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." And therefore, all of them, whether Peter, whether Philip, whether Paul, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. These biblical teachings need to be re-emphasized, and it must be said that all who have been baptized in the triune formula have been baptized wrongly, and they must agree with God and be corrected and return to the teaching of the apostles and be baptized biblically by a single immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved brothers and sisters, this must be said with all seriousness, with all clarity, that we are living in the time when God is making order in the church, when everything must be brought back as it was in the beginning. Jesus, our Lord, is waiting in heaven until the church is as it was in the beginning, in faith, in doctrine, in life, in everything that was ordained for the church, and as it was left for us in the Holy Scriptures. We read on. We read from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, lest any of you turns out to be left behind. Also this word we have to take to heart. Lest any of you, beloved brothers and sisters, turns out to be left behind at the return of Christ. And I say it again, faith and obedience belong together. Whoever now believes biblically, is baptized biblically, orders his life according to the Holy Scriptures. How did the man of God put it? Lest any of you turns out to be left behind. And we all then think of Matthew 25. There it says, those who were ready went in to the marriage supper, and the door was shut. And then those who were not ready came and knocked. Brothers and sisters, now the Lord is knocking at the door of your heart and mine. Now the Lord is knocking at our door. And whoever opens his heart, he will come in and take dwelling in us. It is just so serious that it must be passed on in the way it was left to us in the Holy Scriptures. Let us also say it here from Zurich, in the city where Brother Branham preached, where God did great things. Let us say it again from here, lest any of you, beloved brothers and sisters, throughout the world, turns out to be left behind, but that all may come to repentance, that all let themselves be biblically spirit baptized, that all is put in order biblically, so that the Lord may return as bridegroom and bring home his prepared bride. We read on. We read from Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Take heed, brethren. Do you notice with what seriousness the Holy Scripture speak to us? Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Unbelief is the first sin from the Garden of Eden, and the fall was the result of unbelief. Brothers and sisters, we have become believers. We are destined to believe what is written in the Bible. And our Lord says, he who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his body will flow rivers of living water. So, no unbelief, no doubt, perfect faith in what God has said, total obedience. And so, in faith and obedience, we are prepared for the glorious return of our Lord. Please, we read on. We read from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17 and 18. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. Again, a serious exhortation. Dear brothers, come out of everything, from all denominations, from all churches, from all religions, out of everything that does not agree with God and God's word. Take it seriously. Please, take it seriously. For here it is written, ye my people, my blood-bought multitude, ye whom I have chosen before the foundation of the world, come out and be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing, nothing unscriptural, but separate yourselves and return to me. Then I will receive you and be a father to you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters. We want to be obedient children, obedient sons and daughters, and take such scriptures to heart and say, beloved Lord, today you speak to me directly through your word. Today I am meant. I have to come out of everything. I have to separate myself. The word is addressed to me personally. Let us take everything that the Lord God has said in his word, that it is really addressed to us, to everyone personally. We are a people of God, but the people is made up of individuals, and to each individual the call is given to come out of everything, to be separate, and to be wholly consecrated to the Lord in accordance with His precious and holy word. We read on. Ephesians 6, verses 11 and 17. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praised and glorified be our Lord. Let us take this precious word, which was already read by Brother Baumgartner in the word of introduction, once again to heart. Let us read the Holy Scriptures again, and especially this scripture. Put on the whole armor of God. Our Lord said, and we can read it in Acts 1, remain in Jerusalem until ye have been endued with a power from on high. God has given us the promise to be endued with a power of God, with a power of the Holy Spirit, in order to be able to resist everything that the enemy mobilizes against us. Brothers and sisters, it is not easy for me to speak about all these words, but it must be said, we are so close to the return of Jesus Christ. We see what is happening all over the world and how Bible prophecy is being fulfilled everywhere, and how people are asking, what is yet to come? What will happen next? What solutions will be found on earth for all the problems that are yet to come? We all know that we have come to the end of the end times, and that the message that God gave to Brother Branham was the same message that the Lord gave to Peter, to James, to John, to Paul. The same word, the same teachings, and God has confirmed His precious and holy word. And dear brothers and sisters, when it is written here, and take the sword of the Spirit. Beloved, here I really think of December the 31st, 1965. We were in a prayer meeting, and suddenly the mighty words rang out, My servant, I have put my sword in your hand. And we all know the sword is the word of God. So it is written. And the Lord has indeed appointed me not to tell stories, but to proclaim the word. That was the divine commission early in the morning on the 2nd of April 1962. My servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word. You all know the testimony. It does not need to be repeated fully. But also that with a spiritual food that is distributed is also very important. Let us read one more word in closing. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. Matthew 4 verse 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And before we read verses 45 to 47 in the Gospel of Matthew, let me say, when it is written, the Word of God, the Word of God, let us have respect for every word of God. And we are thankful to the Lord from the bottom of our hearts that He gave the promise, also in Amos 6, probably verse 11, that He would send a hunger to hear the words of the Lord. And God has made His written word, our living, revealed word, and His word is our spiritual food. Because that's how the Lord emphasized it. Let us still read from Matthew 24, verse 45. We read from Matthew 24, verse 45. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household? To give them food in due season.
Oh,
thanks be to the Lord. Also, for providing that the stored food, the revealed word, as Brother Branham received it from God, could be stored in. It is available on audio tapes. I have all 1,100 sermons on tape in my office. God used Brother Branham to reveal everything, to speak on every Bible subject. And thanks be to God, right from 1946, his sermons have been recorded and can be heard by all. And God, the Lord, has ordained me to pass on what He has revealed and given to a Peter, to a Paul, to a Brother Branham, pure and clear, and I've been able to do that worldwide for more than half a century. And now we have the grace from God to hear the old sermons, whether it's Brother Branham's from the 60s or mine from the 80s, around the world, and actually realize that God means well with us, and that the last message of the calling out, of the separation, of the consecration, that really everything in the church is put in order, also in our lives, as it is written, that all young people also have their personal experiences of salvation, that they experience their conversion, their renewal, their new birth, that all are filled with the Holy Spirit, that everything is actually brought back into the biblical state. And we believe that all who believe God's promises for this time will also experience the completion. Not a prophet, not an apostle will finish the work of redemption, but the Lord Himself will finish His work of redemption with the truly redeemed, who now believe from the heart what the Spirit has to say to the churches. And the Lord will give a mighty working of the Spirit that will merge into the completion, just as the outpouring of the Holy Spirit happened with a mighty roar from heaven on the day of Pentecost 2,000 years ago. So there will be a mighty working of the Holy Spirit in the elect who belong to the bride of the Lamb. And we will experience everything that God has promised and then participate at His return. And indeed, He will come again. And the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we will be changed and caught up together. May all of you who have listened today and will listen again sometime be there, and may all ministering brethren pass on only what God has left us in His Word. Be blessed, all of you, and give thanks now in all places, whether you are gathered in twos or threes, or like Dr. Mbie, who sends his warm greetings to all, who is gathered with 4,000 people, no matter how many and where it may be. Give thanks now to the Lord for His faithfulness for his grace, for the blood of the Lamb, for the Word of God, for the Holy Spirit, for all that God has given us by grace in this time. To him, the Lord, be the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.